Last August, Congress approved an extension of funding to the Highway Transportation Fund until the end of May. A proposal had been put forth to again extend its spending authority until the end of the year, but recent legislation introduces a July cutoff date. That has a number of transportation and business advocates concerned. TRIP is a nonprofit transportation research organization based in Washington, D.C., and supported by a number of transportation organizations. It has released a report called Rural Connections: Challenges and Opportunities in America's Heartland that evaluates the condition of rural roads across the nation. Director of Policy and Research, Rocky Moretti.
Americans generally are more reliant on their transportation system than their urban counterparts. If you look at the economy of rural America, it's highly reliant on agriculture, increasingly on energy extraction, and also manufacturing. And these are all sectors that are very reliant on a good transportation system.
The report finds that in New York, 37% of major local and state-maintained urban roads and highways are in poor condition. 13% of the state's bridges are structurally deficient, and 27% are functionally obsolete. The average driver in the Albany area loses $504 annually due to repairs, additional fuel consumption, and tire wear from driving on rough roads. 25% of Connecticut's and 24% of Vermont's roads were rated poor, placing them in the top 20 states for that ranking. In Massachusetts, 72% of rural roads are considered mediocre, and 7% are in poor condition, according to the TRIP report. The groups on Tuesday called on Congress to fund and extend the Highway Trust Fund. AAA Vice President of Public Affairs Kathleen Bauer emphasized that however unpalatable, the federal gas tax, which has not changed since 1993, must be raised.
The Highway Trust Fund needs $15 billion more per year just to maintain a flat level of funding. The civil engineers recently said that we need $3.6 trillion by 2020 just to get the system up to a B. What we have supported and what we think is necessary is 12 to 15 cents more for the gas tax spread out over about 3 years.
Speaking to WAMC's Alan Shartok on the Congressional Corner, Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says the nation's transportation infrastructure is crumbling, yet Congress is not investing in the critical resource.
What Congress needs to do is pass a long-term, adequately funded transportation bill, and let's fix everything. You know, in Massachusetts, we have bridges that are older than most of the other states in this country. You know, and all these reports that come out over and over and over again that tell us how deficient our infrastructure is, and yet we're in Congress and we can't even get the Committee of Jurisdiction to report out a transportation bill. And the only way to fix this is to invest in it.
A link to the report is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.